want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's Spacious Room podcast. Rubbed the wrong way, trying to impress God with a try-hard life. Now, it will please some of you to know that some things just really rub me the wrong way. And I know this is a complete revelation and it's come as a bit of a shock, but I'm not exempt from succumbing to feelings of irritation and annoyance from time to time. You just ask my husband and my children. However, if I allow these emotions to actually fuel my need to impress Jesus, then I have fallen into the trap of living a try-hard life. Now, did you know that a male elk, he rubs against trees to polish his antlers in the hope of impressing a female? I know, it's amazing. And in the same way, we can polish our antlers of service and sacrifice until they catch the eye of God's attention, and our try-hard life will indeed impress him, or so we think. And in Luke chapter 10, we find someone else who is polishing their antlers of service, hoping the try-hard life will actually impress God. And it's about Mary and Martha, the famous story of Mary and Martha. And it says, as they continued to travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on his every word he said. But Martha was pulled away from all she had to do in the kitchen, and later she stepped in, interrupting them. Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand. The master said, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing is only essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. Now, three things stand out to me in this well-known story in Luke. Number one, Martha welcomed Jesus in. Number two, Martha was pulled away by all she had to do. And number three, Martha thought Jesus didn't care about her. Now, the first red flag to a try-hard life doesn't start actually with being rubbed the wrong way. Those emotions are just the outworking of an inward gusto that starts when we fully welcome Jesus in, just like Martha did into a home. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. We are all called to serve Jesus with our whole lives. However, our commitment and passion to serve can actually lead us down the rocky and perilous path of comparison and resentment towards others who have not yet had a Damascus Road experience, a revelation of Jesus and the serving. And Martha, she loved Jesus. There was no doubt about it. But her undoing came when she focused on the doing for Jesus rather than the being with Jesus. And secondly, Martha was pulled away by all she had to do. Now, women, we are especially susceptible to this little gremlin. And if you find that your busyness is pulling you away from spending time with Jesus, you need to seriously consider letting some things go. Becoming the church martyr, it just creates burnout. And I have the t-shirt and the cap to testify to that. And it's not a good place to be in. And I know it's hard. It's hard to give up things, but you need to. Because I actually ended up in hospital a few years ago by saying yes all the time to everything. Because I wanted to feel so needed by God and so needed by people. And finally, Martha thought through all this, through being rubbed the wrong way, she actually thought Jesus didn't care about her. And it says later, she stepped in, interrupting them. Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand. Oh my gosh, can you just hear her pity party? She's like, don't you care? My sister has abandoned me to the kitchen. Now, you know, I'm sure maybe it doesn't say in the text, maybe Mary said, I'll come and help you, but she ended up being with Jesus. So maybe that's why Martha got rubbed the wrong way. And I can tell you what rubbed me the wrong way after I'd been in hospital and I'd recovered from a lengthy illness. I actually found out that in my absence, that my position at church had been given to another leader. And yeah, that really did rub me the wrong way. And like Martha, I was trying to impress God. I was trying to impress people with my doing. And I wasn't being with Jesus. And I found out that it was given to another leader, my position. Now, I'm not saying that this was the right way to get me to resign from my position, but it really did rub me the wrong way. But my complaint to Jesus was, like Martha, well, don't you care about me? Tell them. Nobody cares about me. And you know what? This was probably the hardest lesson I had to learn, with letting go of the try-hard life. Because Jesus, he actually takes some things away from us for our own good. And I know it's tough and I know it's hard and it feels unfair, but Jesus is into the long game, not the 100-meter sprint, because he knows you're going to burn out quickly. And Jesus wants us to live an all-in life, absolutely. But he also reminds us of the dangers of being rubbed the wrong way by choosing to impress God with a try-hard life. Because in Matthew 11, 28 verse 30, it says, Jesus says, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? He says, then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. And if I'd have kept going in the trajectory I was going in, I don't think I would have sustained the leadership mantle that is on my life. I could not have done it. And in God's mercy, he pulled it away. But I was like Martha. I'm like, don't you care about me? But now, looking back all them years later, I think, yeah, it was the right thing to do, because you just get burnt out. And it's not the way God wants for you to serve. He wants you to serve, but he wants you to come to him. So the cure for the try hard life, what is it? Well, you just got to come to Jesus, sit at his feet, just like Mary did. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.